a mark. I edit Plastic Magazine. It's a culture and music magazine online. Basically, it's becoming a more serious thing. When we started out, it was a blog, really. A blog masquerading as a magazine. But now, it's going to become my job soon. And so it needed to be a bit of a stronger idea, and Plastic Magazine is much better than Journal of Plastic. Plastic Magazine is kind of represents a culture where you can do it yourself. So people are releasing their own albums, they're publishing their own books, putting on their own theatre or making their own films at home, you know. And Plastic Magazine is about documenting that culture in Cardiff specifically. Comes from the Andy Warhol quote when he said, "I want to be plastic," where he basically just said, "I want to be part of that culture where I can do anything and I can be part of my consumer culture." The K in the name is just a kind of kitschy thing, really. It doesn't really mean anything, to be honest. We're putting on 12 gigs, it should be, in the Millennium Centre in their new Fresh Bar, which is really nice. That's starting actually this Friday 4th of March. So lots of nice kind of quieter gigs. They're all free, and it should be really good. We do more in-depth interviews with people than you might get on, you know, a listings website, for example. So we kind of look at people who are creative people, and why they're creative and what kind of fuels them, as opposed to, you know, what are their top 5 songs of all time, you know, and kind of believe that people are more interested in people than often magazines give readers credit for. So we do that. We do features on things. Recently did one on Cardiff bands and how often they share their members and things. We ask readers a lot of questions. Should Cardiff have a no talking policy and gigs and things, and then see what people are saying and share that with everyone.
Should Cardiff have a no talking policy?
I think it's annoying when you go to a gig and someone's trying to do their set for the first time or whatever, or whether they've done it 100 times and you can't hear because someone has had too much to drink and is now shouting. That's annoying. I don't think you could ban it, really. I think when I came to live in Cardiff, maybe 5 years ago for the first time, the scene isn't nearly what it is today. You'd be lucky to find live music, which was interesting, you know, once a week. Whereas now there's a decision to be made every night about where to go. The internet's naturally played a part in that. Magazines like Kruger, which stopped running fairly recently, that was a vital part as well, which kind of launched Cardiff bands onto a national stage. The daily aspect, the running news thing, is something which we're really working on. Obviously, juggling jobs, university, marriages, things like that at the moment is tough. But obviously, you know, with the new period coming up of Plastic Magazine, hopefully that will change and we'll be able to produce a lot more. We get a lot of contributors and things. Obviously, got a few columnists who are kind of changing around at the moment and stuff. My wife Hannah does illustrations a lot of the time. That's it. Basically, running Plastic Magazine is great. It's like a blank canvas. You get to make your own opportunity. If I've got an idea, I'll just say, yeah, okay, let's do it. Which is kind of good in one way, but also, you know, I imagine it's very tiring for my wife. The Plastic Pass is an offers and discounts card for local businesses. Lots of art centres, cafes, shops, the galleries, all these people are getting on board. So they offer plastic readers, but also anyone who has a plastic pass, offers and discounts which they wouldn't normally get. So we got some great things there. I'm really happy to be working with local business in a way that maybe they've missed out on from bigger organisations. Cardiff is a very it's a very hip city. It's becoming ever more so as well. And that hipness, I guess, brings with it a lot of social connotations. The way people eat, the way people listen to music. You know, 90% of Journal of Plastic, or Plastic Magazine readers, are listening to vinyl still, and still buying vinyl. There's a massive section. And we wanted to bridge a gap between the way that people read and the way that people consume culture. And the Plastic Pass seemed like a logical way to do that. The Gate Art Centre are offering 50% off classes, which means that effectively when you sign up for a class with a Plastic Pass, you make the price of your Plastic Pass back instantly. And then, you know, if you wanted to, you could pop off, have breakfast at Garland's. You know, that's a really great one, 25% off breakfast before 11:30 a.m. And then you could pop over to Chapter and watch a film, save some money there. You need to ask at the box office for those ones. Pick up your picture, which you've had framed at Milkwood Gallery, you know, and while you're there, get a tea and coffee for free.
You do it all in one day.
Yeah, do it all in one day.
Amazing.
Yeah, it would be great. And, you know, you've made so much saving on that. You could easily do that every day for a week.
And hopefully done something new that you might have done before.
That's the thing. We want to encourage people to discover parts of the city which they never have before. Mm. Or just, you know, try something which they haven't already. Plastic Magazine's got quite a good readership now. For the community that we're in, it's a large section which reads it. We're looking at something like, you know, probably 2,000 people, individuals, reading a month. Essentially, we're offering free advertising to these people. There's a website, plasticpass.com, that's plastic with a K. People can sign up there. It's £5 and there's a postage as well. The pass lasts 6 months. Promoting culture is something which is key to us, the way that society functions. And so in a sense, by using a plastic pass, you're actually promoting culture, because we're interested in putting on gigs for people to go to, you know, and encouraging people to buy in local businesses. People have got smart ideas. And now perhaps more than there's been an opportunity for 50 or so years, there's a culture of let's do it. I mean, people like yourself, you suggested a bunch of ideas to me, and people like Neil Cocker, who we featured on Plastic Magazine, they're all doing it. The key is having the idea. Ideas are 10 a penny, and they don't have to be original. You find someone else's idea and find out what they're not doing right, make it work for you. And that's the way the world goes around. Be reckless with your ideas. If you've got an idea, the old way is to think it through, come up with a business strategy, do market research. You don't have that money, you don't have that time. Just say, Plastic Magazine started one day when I thought, pants, I need a job. What shall I do? Journalism. Okay, I need to get onto a good course. I don't have any experience. Let's start a magazine. And that's literally how it started. And by the end of the day, I'd bought a domain name and web space and was developing a website. Just be reckless. Just do it.